There's no excuse not to be listening to RSN, and especially when you've got guests of the calibre of our next guest on the line waiting to have a chat about the world of cricket. Darren Lehman, of course, an Australian cricket great, part of the RSN family. Looking forward to spending lots of time with Boof through the Ashes campaign. He's on the line after day one of the World Test Championship final between Australia and India. Good morning to you, Boof.
Good morning, Harth. How are you, mate?
I'm going very well. I'm not as good as Travis Head, though. Boy, oh, boy.
Wow, didn't he whack him? that's the way he plays. It's hard to think, four tests ago, he was dropped.
Yes.
Indian test side. So, and he came back really well, fought well. He had an unbelievable summer in Australia. And look, I'm really happy for him. Really close to him, obviously. He's a good young man. And just to light up the game for Australia, 3 for 327. And well, I had to go to bed. I was that tired at one time, close to 100. I just couldn't stay awake. But, to wake up and he's not out, that's a great achievement. So, and Steve Smith's just doing Steve Smith things. I mean, the thing for me, which was really good and really pleasing, was the fight we showed early. It was tough work. It was actually seaming and green. And they bowled a fraction short India. They won the toss and sent us in. People say it's the wrong decision. If they had us 4 or 5 down the line, it's probably the right decision. So that's an easy one in retrospect. But the way Warner and Labuschagne played after Usman went early was really good, to get almost through to lunch, one down, and then Warner obviously getting out a little bit stiff down the side. So it was an outstanding performance by Warner and Labuschagne to get us unscathed and then allow Smith and Head to go about their work after lunch.
Yeah, so there's a few layers to this, I reckon. But let's go back to the start of the game. In fact, prior to the start of the game, where India decided on a four-seam attack. They've left out the world's number one ranked bowler, Ravi Ashwin. Couldn't get a game. And we're playing Gary Lyon. Nathan Lyon's getting a game, but they wanted four seamers. Upon reflection, is that a good idea? And then they win the toss and put us in. What were they doing?
Well, the Ashwin one's a debate because Jadeja, they bat the top six and he bowls their spin for them. That's what they see. And his test record in India is just as good anyway. So it's a catch-22. But they got it wrong because Ashwin, with so many left-handers, can actually play a really good holding role on wickets like that. So they should have played Ashwin. They got that wrong. The hard one about bowling first, the wicket's going to be a pretty good wicket anyway. It was overcast. I'd be interested to see what Australia would have done. I haven't seen any comments at the moment whether they would have bowled or batted. Because it was overcast, and it did do a fair bit in the morning. And that's why I was really impressed with Warner and Labuschagne. So, it's easy in hindsight when you finish 3 for 327, you bat.
Yep.
And Australia are in the box seat now, and they'll just start to drive the game tomorrow.
So, David Warner, all the pressure was on him to get out there and put up a good showing. You said that you're really happy with him. I mean, I watched all of his innings, and I love the way he fought it out early because it was tough, as you say. And then it just started to get going, copped a little one down the leg side, one of those horrible dismissals. But it was a positive start for David Warner, wasn't it?
It was, mate. Yeah, really. He looked sharp. He looked as good as I've seen him for a while. So, from my point of view, if he bats like that, he's going to play a big part in the Ashes. He looked, took 16 off and over from one of their quicks, Yadav. And that was the old Warner. But he had the new Warner where he's been really tight and compact in those conditions. So, that start from him and Labuschagne to get us through after the early loss of Khawaja was excellent. And that actually paved the way for 3 for 327 in a weird way, if that makes sense. So, pleased with the start for him.
And then Manus got hit a couple of times, so one of those on the finger of the bottom hand, I think it was, early, which really rattled him a bit. Do you reckon that was a factor in how he batted on the back of that?
Oh, yeah, that can happen. Manus, he's a fighter, isn't he? He's a scrapper at three, and it wasn't the easiest wicket to start with.
No.
He just goes through that. He loves batting. He goes through the pain, and he just has a job to do to negate the new ball, and he did that really well. He would obviously love to be there and push on, but so he had a bit of luck. He has a bit of luck, Marnus, doesn't he? I mean, he had those reviews with the CW. Again, he looks in good nick, which is great because he's coming on the back of some games in county cricket, so he's in decent form. Smith played for Sussex. Head was the one that hadn't played any cricket, so he was a little bit nervous, I would think, and he played beautifully.
He did. 146 not out. He resumes for day two with Steve Smith, 95 not out. The Aussies in full control, 3 for 327. Just on what it does for Travis Head, Buff, you know him better than most. Never made an international century before. He goes to the Oval and at the start of an Ashes campaign and does it against India. So a slightly different sort of dynamic to it all. But getting that first century overseas and being able to, as you said, come in off not much preparation and do that, what does it do for his confidence?
Well, it makes it interesting. England, they play on flat wickets, because if they play on flat wickets, Travis Head could take the game away from them quite quickly. So I'm interested to see what England, how they combat that. I think you'll find England will actually play quite defensive against Head when he comes out the bat and not have attacking fields. They'll just have defensive fields and actually be quite patient and see. But that won't work either. He's in that sort of form. He'll just build him somewhere else. He's unbelievable at the moment. The confidence he'll get from that leading the Ashes is exceptional, because you have that doubt if you haven't made one overseas. Now he's made one. You know, he's going to be really comfortable in England. He'll be looking forward to the Ashes. He's in, ready to go. He's made runs when he's come on the back of not much cricket. So that'll be great for Australia and the Ashes.
What do you think Brendan McCullum was thinking watching the action yesterday at Lord's, at the Oval?
Well, he's thinking, if the wickets are flat, I don't know how we're going to bowl them out. That's what I'd be thinking if I was Brendan McCullum, because... those wickets are quite flat. Well, that had something in it yesterday, and we still finished 3 for 327. So, for me, I'd be going, oof, what sort of wickets are we going to produce? Yes, baseball's all well and true to play baseball, but if you can't bowl the other side out, you've got some problems. And now they've called Moen Ali in for spin.
Yes.
To replace Jack Leach, which actually isn't it's caused a stink over there, isn't it, because the blokes that are playing at the moment and not being picked, so I get that. The reason they put Ali in is because we've got so many left-handers, and that's the reason Ashwin should have played.
Yep. So there's not another offie in the England ranks that could be coming into this?
Yeah, there's a few. Dom Best, who played before, there's a few of those players. There's a young Ahmed from Leicestershire, the leg spinner, who's a really good prospect. So they've got some options there, but they've decided to go with Moen Ali, who while picked... I mean, he had some batting prowess as well. He plays baseball
all the
with
time.
The best of them. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to keep going all the way down. But their biggest problem is they've got no pace. England's got no pace to worry Australia. And that'll be the biggest... if they're playing on flat wickets, they need pace.
What do we do today? Take us inside the team meeting with Andrew McDonald today. What's the message on the whiteboard?
Slog. Get on with it. You know, the 3-2-7, I mean, it's a plenty of time in the game, but you might as well drive the game forward when you've got them three down. You know, you sort of 327. If you bat into the tee, you're close to 550, 600. That's plenty. Get bowling. You know, have a session at them, or an hour probably. The way Australia have traditionally played in these sort of formats in the last little bit, they'll bowl for an hour, I think, tonight. So they're going to be pushing, you know, 600 by then.
Yep.
If Trav is still batting, they're going to be pushing 700. So I think they'll just bat as long as they can till with 40 minutes, an hour to go, and then they'll bowl. But if they score that quickly, they could bowl by tea time if they want.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all unfolds tonight. Good time zone for us to be watching, which is great news. And tomorrow, when we chat to you, I'm going to give you a little window to express your man love for Taylor Walker. So you just get yourself ready for that.
You haven't got enough time.
We'll give you a little window. Great to chat, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate. See you, pal.
Darren Lehman with us, Australian cricket. Great.